On this episode of the Real Man Talk Show, we are talking about something that's severely needed right now, and that is hope. With these tough times, people losing jobs, the pandemic, and this chaotic election, we need something to hold on to. And we talk about exactly what is needed, and the men of Christ know what their foundation is. It's God. So check it out on this episode of the Real Man Talk Show. Good morning. We are here. This is the Real Man Talk Show, where we stand up for the real men of Christ, the guys that try to live a righteous life, going through the ups and downs and the challenges and all the crazy stuff. But we want to let you guys know out there that you are not alone. We go through it too, and we are going to address some of the things that you guys go through that we also go through. My name is Chris Cuff. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-host, Frank Carantini. Frank Ski, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Good. And then behind the boards, of course, as always, here at WOKB, Glenn Allgood holding it down for us.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Going good, man. Going fantastic. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking us out. If you want to call in, 407-894-1680 is the call-in number. Also, you can check us out on WOKBradio.com on the internet. And also on the TuneIn app under WOKB. Got a lot of family around the country and friends around the country that listen on the TuneIn app. So that's what's up. Okay. So behind the curtain, transparency. We've been doing this show for about 7 years via podcast. And we were blessed to be able to get on the air. And one of the processes of how we do this show weekly is God leads it.
That's right.
So I come out of working on a ton of TV production with 24 Flicks, and before that, My Christian Films, a TV production company, done over 1,000 episodes of TV. And what we would do is come up, if it's a 16-episode season of a show, we would plot out 16 episodes.
That's right.
What happened with this show was I would have my... We would have, remember, we had a long list of topics, right?
Curveball.
So I'd have a bunch of topics, and then God would say, no, I want you to talk about this.
That's right.
So last week we had a great episode, and as I was leaving, going out the door, literally walking out the door of the building here at WOKB, I said, God, what do the men need to hear about? What do they really, really need to hear about most? And the word I got back was hope.
That's right.
So I mentioned it to Brother Jarrell. He said, hope. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, you're going to come up with something there. I'm like, okay. Mentioned it to Glenn. Mentioned it to my business partner, Marty. Mentioned it to Frank. So what we're going to do is we're just going to let the Holy Spirit flow.
That's right.
We're going to let the Holy Spirit flow. These are tough times. I don't need to tell y'all what's going on. Literally with our families being in the Orlando area where we're based. Our base economy is just in shambles because we depend on people coming down here. So, you know, Disney let all their entertainment people go this week. Theme parks barely have people in them, and jobs are just hard to come by. So everyone is looking for hope, looking for change, looking for positive. And then that's what we get in the Lord Jesus. That's what we stand on.
That's right.
So I think we need to lift our people up and let them know that there is hope in God, and God has got everything handled. What do you think, Frank?
That's right. I'm going to start off with a scripture here. It's for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. And in this time, that's a phrase we need to hold on to. I shall not be shaken.
Yes.
Because with everything going on, we have to realize, first of all, that where our hope comes from. And the scriptures clearly says it's from God. Our hope comes from and is in God. And it's not in our wife. It's not in the Republicans or the Democrats. It's not in what's going on around us. It's not what's going on in our church. It's in God alone. And in him, we have our being and we move. And like you said, we wait on the Holy Spirit to guide us in that hope.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. Many times where we live in the flesh, and we're stressed about something. I had a position. I was in a position recently where I was blessed to be able to get a car. I had to stretch out to make an additional down payment. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Because I got to pay my tithes. I had recently dedicated to paying my tithes. And after that, right after that, I found out that we were able to do the show on WOKB like the next day after I paid my full tithes for the month.
And the 350,000 mile car.
Yes, that's next.
It exited.
Yes.
And you were blessed with it.
I was blessed. So I was able to get another car, but I had to stretch my finances by $500 to get that. Got an old beat up Ford in my driveway. And then the old Volvo with the 350,000 miles just died on me. And it's sitting at a mechanic's spot. And it turns out that there were a couple places that would pick up both cars, and they paid me $550 to cover beyond what I put out.
Blessed to be a blessing.
And it was time for me to pay my next tithe. And I was like, okay, this is hopeless. I mean, I don't have enough money. I gave my money to this guy to get this nice fancy car that I got. And then I got to pay my tithes. I got to pay my tithes. And my brothers, a couple of my brothers that were more experienced in tithe paying said, pay your tithes. God's going to take care of you. So I had to put my hope in God. I paid my tithes, and the next day, I got the money for the two cars.
But was the struggle real before?
The struggle is always real.
The struggle is always real. That's why I want to share this with you. Romans 5:3-5, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, but God's love has been poured into our hearts. And see, people want the hope. They want hope.
Yeah.
But they don't want to go through the suffering. They don't want to endure.
Yes.
They don't want to work on their character.
Yes.
You can hope all day that you want, but if you're not working on the character traits that God puts in you and the process of that hope, then you're fighting against the will of God.
And he's building us. He's building us. What do you think, Glenn?
Man, I'm sitting here and hope is what we need. And when the enemy can come in and take hope from a man, it's one thing. And I'm trying not to be sexist, but when a guy doesn't have hope, it's really, really pitiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And as leaders in the church and leaders of the faith, we got to have hope. We've got to be restored. We got to have the vision.
Yes.
We got to, and if there are people looking to us, you know,
yes,
for instruction and motivation and whatnot. And bro, if you ain't got it, you know, it starts the domino effect.
That's right.
That's right.
And well, if you scared, then I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared too. So, and with the landscape and the way things look today, man, it would be just like you, it looks like it's hopeless. And so you got to go to your source and you ask him, what do I do, Lord, in the midst of all of this chaos? What do I do? And he's like, I get up and go. Just get up and go. Be there. Put a smile on your face. Now I know what it means in some of the Psalms where it says, man, put oil on your face, put a smile on, you know.
Yes.
You got to do it.
Yes.
In the midst of it. And for the appearance, and then if you're not, you know, you got to do it scared, and then hopefully, the strength will come.
Right.
But you got to do it. And so, man, I like it because their appearance, when I'm down, when I have to get up every morning and be here, and when the microphone comes on, I've got to be a certain person.
Yes.
That's right. Know what I mean?
That's right.
Yes.
And so I got to rely on him to give me that. Sometimes it's manufactured, but you know, a forced praise will turn into, you know, turn into a genuine one. So, and that gives me hope, man.
And you are a light. You're a light, not only for like, you know, I'll go around a couple of people. You're a light for the city every day, every morning, bright and early in the morning.
That's right.
And I've seen you some days where you are just down.
Yeah.
And but you still got to turn it on, and that joy is still in you.
Yeah.
And that light is still in you, and it comes out.
Yeah.
So that's why Miss Jenkins brings you them big plates of food.
I know, right?
She got you covered. She got you covered for sure.
I hope for that too. Look at God.
Look at God feeding my boy. Absolutely. And faith is tied in with that as well, for sure.
Yes.
How strong is your faith, you know, if you have your faith? Because it's the same old thing, man. You see that mountain that you got to overcome. You see that fire in front of you or disaster all in your face. What are you holding on to? Are you holding on to your foundation, which is Jesus? Or are you looking at that fire? I guess it comes with some experience. And a bunch of us are knuckleheads. Well, God will do it over and over and over and over again, but we're still flesh. So we'll still see like, oh, man, how am I going to get through this? Yeah. But our hope comes in God.
Yeah, and you just made me realize of something personal, something that you asked me about. And people, I have been living out my life. I live my life in front of people, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
And so people saw when Glenn came home.
Mm-hmm.
People rejoiced when Glenn was on the radio. I'm talking about my son, Frank, Glenn Jr.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hear him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So people
mm-hmm.
have been wondering, hey, how's it going between you and your son?
Right.
Well, it's not going so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not going so good, the truth be known.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still hoping for him,
mm-hmm.
for his deliverance. I'm still hoping, like my mama had to hope for me.
Right.
And my daddy had to hope for
me.
That's right.
You know, it's just that now's my time. And when you said, I like when you said it's a part of your faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Frankie said when your faith has got to be tested and tried.
Yes.
And so here we go. I didn't ask for it.
What's good too is
I didn't that ask for it like this.
Yeah, you brought faith into it.
Yes.
And the word says that, and then these three remain: faith,
mm-hmm.
hope,
that's it,
and love.
That's it.
Yes.
But love is the greatest one.
Yeah.
But it's like your heart is faith. And hope are like the arteries that are pumping into your heart.
Mm.
So the heart is the love, and mm-hmm. then you have your faith and your hope.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work mm-hmm. on all of them. And I was going to say, for us as men, because we're talking to the men out there, for us as men, we got to stick together too. We got to gather together.
Yes.
That's why it's so important for men's groups and you know, the brethren to fellowship,
mm-hmm.
you know, to lift each other up, because, you know, we need each other. You know, the iron sharpens iron.
Right.
You know, that's friction. But, you know, that's good friction.
Yes.
Because you're going to get sharpened. And we just need that. And we need to be, us men need to be a little bit more transparent.
Yes.
Transparent, because when we hide that stuff inside, it could diminish our hope and our faith. But when we can release it to other brothers and have them praying and us doing the same for them, it lifts up our hope. It lifts up our faith, which makes the love stronger.
That's why I was called to do this show. Mm-hmm. I saw what was going on. And you talk one-on-one with your brothers, and, you know, you see them at the men's breakfast or whatever. What's up, man? Oh, it's all good, da-da-da-da-da. And then they pull you to the side. Man, I'm going through it.
That's right.
I'm going through it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through it. So there's no one talking about that. And then there's no one going to the men's ministries to talk about that. So where are they talking about that? Or where are they dealing with that? At least through this, they hear about it.
That's right.
And they hear that they're not the only ones going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not unique, and they're not being picked on or anything like that. You know, so some of the topics we pick may be a little unusual, but we like to do the base. I mean, God, I'll just say this now. I'm not going to say who the person is. God gave me a name of a former NFL quarterback who is a pastor and told me to reach out to him. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, hey, look, we're a Cowboy fan. He's a Miami fan. We still have hope, but, you know.
He's a Miami fan this week.
Man, I feel for you guys. The really bad loss on Sunday for you all. Man, I was pulling for y'all. I had y'all, too. I like the Cowboys. My mom liked the Cowboys, so.
But she was laughing at that graphic that Jarrell.
I was. That was crazy.
It said, what did it say? Pentagon.
Yeah. Octagon.
Octagon.
Hexagon.
And then Hexagon, and then the Dallas Star season gone.
We always going to get the run of
it. I know, man. Oh, they be ganging up.
Man. To add to that, though, man, you about the importance of fellowship.
Yes.
Fellowship and immense right. fellowship and actually fellowshipping. Yes. Not superficial stuff.
Yes.
Chris, I've gone to Chris. I've cried on Chris's shoulder yeah. about my grandkids.
Yeah.
And then when Chris came in, I was talking to him about my son, and he was like, dude, I'm going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. when he told me that, it kind of like unburdens me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He shares some of my burden and lightens my load a little bit, so to
That's
speak,
right.
and then lets me know that, hey, bro, you're not alone.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're not alone, and that's what that does, and but you gotta open up your mouth and
yeah.
And stop trying to be macho yeah. macho man.
That's right.
That's right.
You know. So,
amen, amen. Well, let's take a break, man. Let's take a quick break, and we'll continue this discussion after this. This is the Real Men Talk Show.
Looking for something safe to watch on TV for the family? Well, check this out. 24 Flix is for you. With over 4,000 TV classics, shows, and events. Also, movies. Tons of movies. Some even from the International Christian Film and Music Festival. And it's only $3.99 per month. That's right. So sign up today for your 14-day free trial at 24flix.com. That's 24flix.com. Sign up today.
This is Real Man Talk Show. Glenn, let me ask you, what's going on at WOKB, man?
Man, tomorrow we're going to be honoring Tammy Green Nelson. Tammy was the radio family for a long time here at WOKB. She had a long fight with illness, and God saw fit to call her home last Friday.
Okay.
So we're going to remember her tomorrow. And then on Friday, we're having Fish Fry Friday.
Fish Fry.
Fish Fry,
Fish Fry Friday. It's a fundraiser. Something light.
That's cool.
From 3 to 7. We can cook. I can cook. I can fry fish really, really good. Jarrell can too. My fish is better than his. You won't know. You won't know. You won't know unless you come on Friday
yeah.
and help us out. I was listening to my friends and my brothers over there. Tim, the Wolf Man,
mm-hmm.
over at 88.3.
Tim, oh, yeah, I know Tim and Wolf.
And he posted, he's like, man, we're fully funded. And I was like, man, wow. That was great. And I love it that yes. people give to the kingdom. And I'm kind of envious because I want that for us here.
Yes.
And don't forsake small beginnings. So we're going to start with
That's
a fish fry.
The fish
there
fry
you go.
Is here? It's
yeah.
going to be here?
It's going to be here.
What time? Any details?
From 3 to 7.
3 to 7
this Friday.
Okay.
3 to 7 this Friday.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We got to get some people out there, man, for Fish Fry. Also, if you're interested in sponsoring on the Real Man Talk Show, just reach out to me, Chris, at 24flix.com. That's 24flix.com. We definitely could use your gifts to keep this show going for sure. We're trying to do a good thing. Absolutely. Okay. Hope, any more good scriptures that you can throw at us, Frank?
Yeah, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Peace.
Yes. And there goes that Holy Spirit again.
And the Holy Spirit.
We need him.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking about peace last week. I was having trouble sleeping. I was saying I wish I had the peace Jesus had when he was in the boat sleeping and the storm was going. I want that kind of peace.
And they were just hoping that it would stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what did he say? Where's your faith?
Where's your faith?
Faith with hope yep. will produce.
Yes,
That's
yes.
right.
So it's. I know it's tough. I know it almost seems impossible. I've seen God do the impossible. I am someone who has been through kidney transplant surgery. After that, I was having seizures. Turns out something with my heart rate and the kidney wasn't jiving. So I kept passing out all the time, anytime I was under like stress. And I had to go back in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 3 months. Almost a month. And I was crying. I'm like, oh, God, can I go home? You know, I just want to go home. I just want to go home. Pastor Zachary Timms was on the TV, and he talked about Daniel chapter 10, where Daniel was praying to God and praying to God, and then he was like, God, why have you forgotten me? I just keep praying. You're supposed to come. You know, why have you forgotten me? And then the angels came 21 days later after he prayed, and they said, we heard your prayer. We heard your first prayer. He said, we were doing battle over here before it was time to come and rescue you. So he's listening to your prayers. Keep your prayer life up for sure.
Yeah, and he wants to see how our faith and hope are working. Because yes. I heard it once said that, and we know it when we're in school, but Jesus is also our teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher is always silent while the test is going on.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, you know, a lot of times we're in a test.
That's really good.
And God's just there, and he's like, hey, you know, just I got you. I just want to see what you're going through. I'm going to grade it after you finish. But you know what? He's there to help. Mm-hmm. He's the type of teacher that says, okay, listen, you know, you got this right, this right, this right. You pass, but I don't want you to just pass.
Right.
I want you to conquer. I want you to go above and beyond. So he's going to teach us where we got wrong, where we failed, and help us to progress.
And sometimes those trials are the lessons that we need to go.
That's right.
And it's not always the way we think God should work. It's all part of a plan.
Yes.
It is definitely all part of a plan.
Yeah, especially in this day and age, we just seem to forget, you know, we look so much to man or woman or the church, and we seem to forget that God is the one that has everything. Our hope should be in him. He's the one that's got everything under control.
Yes.
Nothing under the sun goes by without him knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
So that's where we're at, man. That's where we're at. So everyone out there, do you want to say a prayer for those people that are going through it? This is something that you don't really hear enough on the radio. This is the place, 1680 Gospel Station, WOKB is the place for that. So go ahead and give us a prayer for the guys
Father,
that go
Lord God, we just lift up all those men out there to you today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just ignite a fire, Lord God, within them, Lord God, just like those dry bones, Lord God. I pray that you would breathe life into the men of this city, Lord God, Orlando, Florida, Lord God, the United States, Lord God. I just pray that you would just take the men of this country, Lord God, that they would stand up, Lord God, that they would turn to you, Father, Lord God, that their hope would be in you, Lord God, that you would build them up, Lord God, in hope and in faith, Lord God, and that may produce love, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you would create mighty warriors, Lord God, and just put us in contact, Lord God, with other brothers, Lord God, that can lift us up and hold us accountable, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, a blessing, a supernatural blessing over all the men, Lord God, listening, Lord God, and those who might listen in the future, Lord God. We just bless them to be a blessing in this country and in their families, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Glenn, anything else you'd like to say? I know you're on the mic for like 8 more hours, but, you know.
Hope maketh us not ashamed. I always remember that verse.
Amen.
And when you've got that hope, man, you can lift your chin up. He's the lifter of our chin.
Yes.
That's right.
The lifter of our head, man. And you got to remember, if you got his track record, he never loses.
Never.
Never, man. He's never. A winner. And that's what we are. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who first saved us. So we just got to remember the things that he's done. And go from there, man.
Amen.
After you finish crying and your head's hung down, because we all go through it, you got to know that you know that he'll do it. If he did it before, he'll do it again.
That's right.
He'll
That's
do
right.
it again. That's hope, man.
Amen. Amen. It's not the easy answer. It's not the instant.
It's not what you want to hear.
It's not the instant microwave that. Answer that you want to hear.
I don't want to hear that.
I want to hear how I can get that $1,000 to
right
pay
now.
This electric bill.
I need it.
I need it right now.
I just see one man in the Bible that didn't have to go through it.
Yeah.
They didn't just skate on by.
But he's there. He's
That's
there.
Right.
He might show you in little ways, but he is there.
Yeah.
He is That's with right. you. You yeah. have faith with him. He's got you. He's got you covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Glenn, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Frank, thanks for being here again. Real Man Talk Show. We are on podcast. Every podcast provider, the Real Man Talk Show, is on there. WOKB on also TuneIn. It'll be on Indie Jams Radio. Tune in tonight at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. It's on there as well. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much to my wonderful wife, Wanda, for putting up with me always working and working and working
Wanda.
In that office. And just God bless, man. Thank you all. See y'all next week. Peace.